I like it. I like the fact that people want to be part of something that's different, that is new, that is bigger, part of something that cannot give them an immediate gratification, connection, job, money. It is something that, as I tell them, they need to give before they will receive. They need to make contribution to the country and them, and to the country through the platform or through their parties, whatever. I basically tell them this is not about getting credit for something, but it's about getting done things that need to be done for the country. And it's that sentiment, the system of values that need to change. But I'm really glad that people are recognizing that more and more, and that they are coming to us knowing that it is a long struggle ahead, that they will not get anything for themselves, at least not initially, only through the results that are good for the whole country will they get something. But still, a lot of excitement, a lot of excitement. And you can tell that by looking at the number of people who from other parties who would like to come to us. Even those who have the position in the parliament of some sort, at the national level or the entity levels, cantonal levels, even at the municipality levels or county levels. So it is very interesting, and I have to tell you, I don't know how they find out about us, but I like it. And today, the two people who installed my TV, and I had to get a new TV because they changed the cable box, and it expects a smart TV. I had a very old, not so smart TV. I had to buy this. Two of them came to install it, and the first one voted for me. The second one didn't recognize me, didn't think that he voted for me. So they came back again, came 2 days ago, came back today. And the first guy telling me, he said, I have to tell you the funny story. And I said, well, this guy, my friend, colleague, didn't recognize you the last time. And I asked him after, when we left your house, who did you vote for? He said, oh, no, I didn't vote for that guy. I voted for that American guy. So he voted for me. He did not know that was me. But I also, often, I went to the store today to buy something, a briefcase. The lady who sold it to me said, recognize me, I voted for you. It happens at the airport when I was seeing Layla off, the guy who checked her ticket said, I voted for you. And then I use in the media when I go to give an interview, it's more likely than not that the person will say, interviewing me and a camera person would say, I voted for you. So it's certain structures of people who have voted for me and are going out of their way to tell me that. So they didn't have to. They could pretend they don't know me. It's fine, but they do. So anyway, I think it's going really well.
And I will use your word that we used last week: encouraged. This has to be, I would think, encouraging for you as more and more people are finding out and embracing the message.
That is true. I like it. I like it a lot.
And talk a little bit about the significance of how this message is being embraced. I mean, it's what you hoped for, but it's just the significance, I think, is where I'm going with that in terms of what is happening, what's right, starting to happen.
Yeah, what is happening is that is my biggest joy here is that the message that I was originally faced with, which was nothing can be done, this is cemented, it's don't even try, it's done, is changing. Still a lot of people think that is true, but more and more people I see who at our town hall meetings say that it might be hard, but we have to. There is no other option. It's up to us. We have to do it. And slowly but surely, that message is getting along, that it is our responsibility to do what needs to be done. I think that's the biggest thing, that there are more and more people who believe that it is their responsibility and that they have to do something meaningful.
Do those that are starting to embrace the movement and what it means, are they showing patience as well, knowing that this is a long process, or are some thinking, well, let's wave the magic wand and it's here tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they do understand that, because it is something that I am emphasizing constantly, that it is a long haul. It is, we are all in it together, that we are all responsible for it, and that nothing will happen overnight, that it is hard work. Do they understand it completely? I'm not sure. But at least verbally, they are acknowledging that nothing will happen overnight. So I'm really happy with what is happening right now.
And those within the movement itself, I know you expressed that after the election and the high energy of the election and everything else kind of subsided, there was like, what else, you know, what can we do? Some impatience from those that are part of the movement. And are the things that are happening now, where the outreach is broadening throughout the country and people are coming to you for town hall meetings and the outreach to Europe, does this spark renewed enthusiasm that things are actually happening?
That is true. What is good now is that we are not even, we never stop believing. So it's almost like a normal thing. What we are surprised with is the enormity of the task. Because as I say now to people, I don't know that it has ever been done in the history of Bosnia-Herzegovina, a thing like this, where you start something from scratch. All other parties came out of nowhere. I mean, there was a communist party, and then the SDP, Social Democrats, came out of that. Even the SDA, a Party of Democratic Action, which is really nationalist, a lot of their cadre came from that side and just flipped the flag, color of the flag, borrowed the bylaws, and of course the SDA, that was the closest thing to it. All other parties came out of other people moving out of one party, establishing new one, and with that they came with the infrastructure, with the people, with the documents and so on. And we are actually doing it from scratch, and the enormity of the task, it is unbelievable. The Human Resources Task Force or Committee, they need to find the people. They need to verify that they are our kind of people. Responding to the pressure, establishing the documents, establishing processes, learning the ropes, acting within, far from an optimal political system, trying to change it as we behave according to it. Finding the money, managing the media, marketing, expanding in the country, figuring out the local campaign versus the general campaign, the issues for all of them, establishing the movement as opposed to the party, allowing communication and interaction with our members, among our members, their feedback on our documents. It is amazing. I've never sat down and said, let me learn it, and then I'm going to do it. You learn as you go. And so in that sense, people don't even have the time to think about, let's get rejuvenated, re-energized, because it's one challenge after another facing us, and we're simply dealing with them as we can. I don't know anybody who basically said, I'm tired, I cannot do it anymore. Just a lot of people who are trying to answer the question, oh, what now? What do we do now? And so on. But it's cool, actually, real cool.
And the challenges, I mean, and I'll just use my terminology for it, but yes, there's challenges, but it sounds like they're all very good challenges that lie ahead, because these challenges wouldn't be there if this message wasn't catching on.
Yeah, I'm glad that there are so many people these days now, even more than ever, who basically come to me and they talk about a vision, set of ideas, concept, new approach, new force. I like it. I like it. Not like it because of myself, but I like it because I think it gives me the hope that this really can happen faster than everybody or anybody thought to me. It is democracy in motion, and I have just a tremendous appreciation for the best kind of politics, what it can do. Yeah. The one that's really for the people, of the people, by the people, not the one where the crooks are trying to disrupt the processes.
Sure.